You're on Texas Standard Time.
15%, that's the percentage of undergraduate women at the University of Texas at Austin, who say they've been raped. This, according to a survey promising to be the most comprehensive of its kind ever done, polling 28,000 students during the 2015 academic year. At a Senate committee meeting on Thursday, Republican Senator Joan Huffman of Houston called the results unacceptable, beyond troubling, and shocking. So what's the plan to fix it? For that, we turn to Lauren McGaughey. She is an Austin Bureau reporter for the Dallas Morning News. Lauren, welcome to The Standard.
Hey, thanks for having me.
15%, an incredible finding, but it wasn't made public exactly as UT wanted to release this information. It sort of slipped out?
That's right. Joan Huffman got some of the information from the survey ahead of time, and she was introducing an anti-campus rape bill and kind of used this particular number as a reason for why it should be passed. But UT wasn't planning to release the survey for at least another week and was completely caught off guard by it.
So what more do we know about these numbers, about this survey? That is a shocking number, 15% at the University of Texas at Austin alone who claim to have been raped.
Yeah, I mean, it'll sound high to some people. We're talking about rape. We're talking about the completion of a sexual act, either by force or intimidation or during incapacitation. So this is a pretty slim definition of rape. But we don't know any of the other context of the report, unfortunately. That's just one of the campuses. They surveyed 13 institutions mm-hmm. and 28,000 students. So we don't really know how that compares to the other campuses. We also don't know the methodology or any of the other details. But I think what's important to note is that the UT system undertook this survey because they knew that numbers were going to be higher than people thought they were. They wanted people to be honest, and they wanted to release the numbers no matter how bad they looked. The point is that sexual assault on college campuses is extremely prevalent no matter where you go, but a lot of places aren't being honest about it and tackling it in a real way, and UT is trying to say, well, what's the real number?
I want to get back to the reason you were at the Capitol and you picked up on this in the first place. A number of bills trying to crack down on sexual assault on campus, especially in the wake of the scandal at Baylor and a conversation that's taking place nationwide. What is it exactly that Joan Huffman of Houston wants to do?
Huffman's bill is probably the most aggressive anti-campus rape bill that Texas has ever considered. It would penalize employees and certain students that don't report assaults that they hear about. And by penalize, I mean if you don't report them willfully, you could lose your job or be suspended or expelled. Kirk Watson also has several anti-campus rape bills that would give survivors more options for reporting, like mm-hmm. anonymous online reporting tools, mm-hmm. and also require colleges to adopt affirmative consent, which is, no means no, but the absence of no doesn't mean yes.
You reported yesterday that there seems to be a split between male and female lawmakers. Could you say more about that?
There did seem to be that. Republican and Democratic women were very strongly in support of Huffman's aggressive anti-campus rape bill. But a few of the men on the panel expressed concerns that it wasn't appropriately addressing the rights of someone who's accused of rape. So that was a really interesting split to see there, because the women, regardless of party, were definitely behind Huffman's bill.
Do any of these look like they're going to actually pass this session?
There might be some changes to Huffman's. Before, there were some concerns expressed, but Watson seemed to have pretty broad approval, and we'll just have to see where they go.
Lauren McGaughey is an Austin Bureau reporter for the Dallas Morning News. We'll have a link to her latest at texasstandard.org. Lauren, thanks so much for talking with us.
Yeah, no problem.